Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
If you've bought a rug in recent times, it's highly likely that you've bought it from rugs.ie. Fronted by Phoebe Holland, it's a business that has seen the omni-channel approach to retail pay huge rewards. And I'm delighted to say that Phoebe has driven up from Cork today to be with us, and she's brought in a few rugs that we can look at. You're very welcome to the programme, Phoebe.
Thank you so much. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Now, thanks for coming all the way. Tell us about this great business that was started by your parents, 32 years ago.
Yeah, so we're a specialty rug retailer, and my dad and my stepmom started in Cork that long ago, 32 years ago now. And I took over about 10 years ago. And we just specialise in rugs. We don't do anything else. And we do everything from really high-end luxury modern pieces that are handmade in India to Persian and Oriental rugs, and then down to your kid's bedroom rug, basically.
Interesting that your dad was in the flooring business as well. And I think for many years he may have ran flooring alongside, and that the rugs was a kind of a spin-off
Absolutely.
Of the flooring business. But then it became its own entity, per se.
It became the
and
main
And you forgot
thing,
about
yeah.
flooring.
Yeah, so I suppose I definitely wasn't going to go into the flooring anyway, that's for sure. But rugs kind of took over in that the business was really started booming when I got involved. Dad had bought rugs.ie, the domain, but it was in the era of you like had an informational website. There was no e-commerce. It was just a page, essentially, like a blog, I suppose. And then that showed real potential, and he kind of hooked me back in saying he needed a hand. And then 2 years later, I was running it, basically.
Yeah, and you know, often how one finds its way back to the family business is interesting. You were working, as I understand it, as an executive in Google, working with SMEs. And then, as you say, fortuitously, your dad had bought the domain name rugs.ie. You were meant to come in and maybe help out, build a website and maybe a couple of other things.
Yeah.
But you ended up never leaving again.
Yeah, I suppose I thought that I was going to have a corporate career, and I did business and law in UCG. I took jobs in advertising, and then I went into Google and I was like, this is what I'm going to do. And I think the lack of being able to see the effect of anything you did in that environment really impacted me. And then at the same time, Dad, there was just so much potential in what they were doing. They had had a really successful business for a really long period of time. And then it had kind of stagnated in the way that sales couldn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
It was a mom and pop shop. There was three of them working there, and we weren't able, it wasn't going to develop without e-commerce. And I think I probably saw the potential. He saw the potential in me. I definitely didn't see it myself. And that's kind of
Again, you know, you can be very proud that you've added real value to the business, because you're expecting, what, 3 million in turnover? You've got your own brand.
Yeah.
And you're working on a lot of collaborations. How do you grow a business like that by 30% in a year? It's €1 million. Where did that come from?
So for us, it was all about investing the money online, but I didn't want to lose the identity of what we have been and who we are. So we try and replicate the experience that we have in the store online, and we do like virtual design consultations. We really serve the customer. I think like with the rise in fast homewares and fast fashion for houses, Shein, Temu, wherever you want to buy that type of a product, it definitely like it has highlighted the need for quality and for service. And
I went on the website, had a look, and again, I loved the way that it was designed. So you go to a room, so I want to do my bedroom or my living room, and again, you are brought, I thought, in a very creative and nice way through the products. You saw the rugs for that were appropriate for the particular room, and they're all priced there for me to see.
And we have a room visualizer too, so you can play around with what it would look like with AI, basically. And that's been crucial for us, I think.
Has it?
Yeah, when we invested in that, I was like, oh God, this mightn't be the best idea I've ever had, because it was expensive at the start. But actually, we use it in the shop on a huge monitor. Like, we're so dependent on the website for the shop and the shop for the website that both things really complement each other. And I think that's why we've grown. We've put the customer and technology at the centre of everything that we do.
When did kind of rugs become a thing? You know, they're clearly now something that, and they probably were born out of, you know, timber flooring and all that, that a need to soften.
100%.
So one trend started around, you know, timber and hard floors, tiles, but then to soften these, then you put a rug down on whatever, 60 or 70%. Of the available floor space.
Yeah, thankfully for me, I think. But as soon as we came away from the fitted carpet era and put in hardwood floors, I think people still crave comfort. And rugs are just a more practical way of doing that. Like, you can pick it up, you can clean it, you can change it if you want.
Yeah.
And I think we all have the kind of granny's carpet in our head still. And the kickback from that is definitely hardwood flooring and rugs.
Where are they manufactured, Phoebe?
So, like, we buy from India, especially for the stuff that we're designing in-house. Then we do buy from Persia, so we're buying from Iran. And then we've loads of people who are still manufacturing across Europe, and then Pakistan, Afghanistan, countries like that.
So this current crisis that we were just talking about earlier in the show, does that impact your ability to import goods?
It will do for a while, definitely. I mean, I suppose talking about it in the spectrum of rugs seems far less relevant than what's going on, so I'm definitely not negating from...
Sure, I get that completely.
But there will be limited stock of Persian rugs. We have a huge inventory where we hold like hundreds of pieces of handmade Persian rugs at any given time, and I bought loads just at the end of last year, but we definitely will see shortages in supply.
How do you know what to buy in terms of... You're probably watching trends, but is there a science to what you buy for next year?
There should be more of a science, but if I'm buying a Persian rug, I will buy it based on the fact that I think it is beautiful. And that's what my parents did. So there are some rules in terms of its perfection and everything. But if I look at it and I say, wow, that's beautiful, that's how I'll choose to buy. And then for the stuff that we're developing ourselves for the collections of rugs, I try to buy things that are timeless. I try to stay away from trendy colours or whatever and focus on high quality materials, things that will last the test of time and that the customers will like and they'll enjoy them for years. They're not going to buy something really wild and not love it forever, you know.
Well, look, it's a great business and well done to you.
Thank you so much.
For adding second generation value, let's call it. And that's Phoebe Holland there from rugs.ie telling us her amazing story about her truly amazing business. Thank you, Phoebe.
Thank you for having me on.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.